107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Cree Toner is on the line with Stratford Perth Humane Society once again. Good morning, Cree.
Morning, Jamie.
Cree, we got kind of a cloudy day, a little bit of a chill in the weather. What do you think?
Well, that's okay because the Blue Jays won last night, so I feel like it's sunshiny.
There you go. That's right. Jays in the World Series. It feels so good to say that. My gosh. And it all kicks off on Friday. Well, we're looking forward to that. And, of course, we're looking forward to more great programming with Stratford Perth Humane Society. We have yoga with the animals once again.
That's right. We have our second October yoga session coming up on October 26th, which is on Sunday there, from 11 to 12. So, as always, we have Jackie, who's our amazing instructor, who leads a really lovely class, good for all levels of yoga, whether you've practiced lots or this is your first time. And then we've got lots of really sweet animals that will be joining us, some cats and kittens and some bunnies if they're still around come Sunday.
Oh, my gosh. Yoga with the animals. You never know what to expect.
Exactly.
There you go. And more great programming, including junior vets in training once again.
That's right. We have another junior vets in training session that's starting next week on October 30th. So that's a Thursday. That runs for 5 weeks from 6 to 8 o'clock every week. And each class is led by a vet that works with us or one of our amazing vet techs, and then an educator is there as well. So the kids really get to learn from these professionals about what a day in their life looks like and different things that they do in their jobs. They get to practice some of these things. And then, of course, we get to spend some time with some of the shelter animals as well. So it's a really great opportunity for kids that are looking to learn a little bit more about animals. As always, you can head to our website, kwsphumane.ca, to learn more.
And a spotlight on the little ones with tiny tails. What's this all about?
So we just finished our kind of fall version of Tiny Tails. Last week we wrapped up. We had a really great 4 weeks with some very sweet babies and lots of sweet animals. And it was so popular, and we had so much fun doing it, that we're actually running it again. So another version of the program starts on November 10th, so that's a Monday, and it runs from 11 to 11:45 for 4 weeks. So it's good for 0 months all the way up to 2 years old, and the babies get to spend some time in the shelter and with each other. We've got different toys and sensory playthings for them, and then we bring some animals in too. So it's a nice way to expose babies to different types of animals and kind of teach them how to be safe and calm around them. And it's also just really cute. So we would love to see you there.
And it's for babies and their caregivers. And this must be really working, again, if you're continuing with this program, again, with the babies and animals, or the animals at the shelter. It must really work.
It totally does. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we had a mom last week who actually ended up adopting a cat from us. So I always love when that happens. And some of the parents will joke that, yeah, I brought my baby, but it's really for me. So it's for everyone, babies and adults.
There you go. So do check that out. Tiny Tales continues with the Stratford Perth Humane Society. And we've been talking about the slight chill in the air. Dare we talk about upcoming winter programming?
Yes, I think we might. We must. Yeah, so it does, like Jamie said, feels wild to be talking about, but we have been planning some really awesome programs for the winter break. So the kids are off this year, I believe, from the 22nd of December, and then they go back to school on the 5th of January. So we're going to be doing stuff at the shelter the 22nd and the 23rd, as well as the 29th and the 30th. So it'll be a mix of drop-in programs. We're going to have a paint activity for the kids led by Trish from Social Art, a pajama and movie party, lots of fun stuff going on. So keep your eyes peeled on our website the next time that Jamie and I chat. It will likely be up there, but we're really looking forward to it and love to do stuff over the break for the kids and the parents as well.
And I know families in our area appreciate all of this great programming with the Stratford Perth Humane Society. And Cree, before we let you go, are those calendars still available?
They are, yes. They are still available, so you can buy them in the shelter or online. They are $20. So cute. I've been looking through them every so often, the different months and all the really sweet animals. So a really good gift for yourself, for your house, or a nice early Christmas gift for somebody too. They are adorable and still here. So get them while you can.
Yeah, you bet, because they do often sell out. 125 Griffith Road in Stratford, and the website is kwsphumane.ca. Cree Toner with Stratford Perth Humane Society. And Cree, go Blue Jays!
Go Jays, go!